Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, B-Bitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. All right, JP has some things to do, and we're going to be finishing up this show. I'm taking you through some different things, and this time of the year, we know we get all types of lists. And some of the lists, I just say, hell no. And a lot of lists, I like to go through them. One thing about football, it has to be entertaining for people to show up and go to the seats and spend their money on a consistent basis. And we all know there were some times where we didn't want to go to games over at FedEx. Because it was horrible. The production wasn't good. The play on the field wasn't good, so it wasn't entertaining. And it's hard as hell to make people go out there and spend their hard-earned money for something that's not entertaining. Well, the NFL came up with this list of the NFL most entertaining, well, USA Today did, the NFL's most entertaining teams. And I'm going to go through this thing for you, and we're going to see where our Washington Commanders fall. All right? I'm going to run through some of them quickly, and I'll read some things that are said. Well, number 32 is the Cleveland Browns. You don't much have to get any description or explanation. They're horrible. I mean, you got 5 quarterbacks. You don't know what they're going to do. They just don't seem to be winning consistently. The owner does a lot of stupid stuff. People don't like him, so people don't care about it. Number 31, the New Orleans Saints. And following them up is Brian. Our resident Giants fan, he loves the Giants. They're number 30. New Orleans Saints does not have an exclusive broadcast window because nobody wants to see him play. Their quarterback, when you have bad quarterbacks, you don't play. The New York Giants, at least they have Russell Wilson. He throws the ball down the field. But, you know, we'll see. Last year, Russell didn't do as good when he was in Pittsburgh. We'll find out. He had the fewest plays of 20 yards plus last year with the Steelers. Now he's in New York. We'll see what happens. Brian, you may get a little something. The other team across the way,
I doubt it,
plays in the exact same stadium. They're number 29, the New York Jets. Why? Because they're in shambles. They don't know who's running that football team, the coaches, players, owner, who.
The entire Meadowlands is cursed.
The whole Meadowlands just suck. Whether you're green or blue, they suck.
That's so disrespectful to the Giants.
What? They say that they are behind the Jets?
Yep.
Didn't they win? The Jets won more games than the Giants last year, right?
Yeah, but they're the Jets.
Yeah, but they're better than y'all. Let's keep moving. Number 28, the Indianapolis Colts. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. They got a guy who checked himself out of a game. Where on earth does a quarterback in the NFL check himself out of a game? Because he was tired. I'm tired, boss. Come on. You can't be doing that. That's pathetic. Number 27, the other team that doesn't have an exclusive window for the radio, for TV as well, because nobody wants to see them either. We got Tennessee Titans, but they have Cam Ward right now. One thing I noticed as I looked at the top, most of those quarterbacks are mobile quarterbacks, and they're entertaining. So I believe that this will not be where they'll be sitting next year once this thing is over. I absolutely love Cam Ward coming out of Miami. Dude is good. Number 26, they got the Carolina Panthers. And I'm going to see what they said. No team embodied NFL anonymity more in recent years than the Panthers, who are the only team held out of primetime in last season's initial schedule release. But not only has the franchise shaken some of the pervasive dysfunction, it also is giving outsiders a reason to follow along thanks to the resurgence of Bryce Young. We'll see how long that happens. And a receiving core of upswing. Still, the games here might be incremental. I believe they will be. They're 26. The New England Patriots, everyone seems to love Drake May. They're 25. Doesn't seem like many people want to see him, but we'll see as we go forward. Number 24, when you go across the way and you go to Sin City, He's going basically to see the casinos, not the Raiders. And now they have a new guy in there in Pete Carroll. They have Geno Smith. They may not be here next year, but right now USA Today have them ranked 24th. If you go to the other desert, Arizona, you got Kyler Murray and his crew. They're sitting at 23. The Jacksonville Jaguars. If you've been down there before, the team is not exciting. The area hasn't been very exciting. They had a Super Bowl there, and they will not. I don't think they'll never have another one there. That was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever been to. They had to bring in ships because they didn't have enough hotels. The parties were they closed down early as hell. It's not like they wait till 2 o'clock. They start telling you get out by 1:30. You can't have a Super Bowl in that place. Jacksonville Jaguars 22, the Atlanta Falcons 21. I can tell you, you have a lot of fun in Atlanta. I went to a spot in Atlanta, a brunch spot this weekend, Jeff. Walked in, saw the bartender, and I said, oh, bro, we must be in the wrong place. But it was a breakfast spot. And I'm telling you, her little outfit, that's what you see in strip clubs. But hey.
Was there hookah being served?
No, the shrimp and grits was great.
I'm talking about hookah.
Wasn't hookah being served? It was an actual breakfast spot. No, it was a brunch spot.
And you sure it was no hookah being served?
There was no hookah in there.
Because that's the thing about Atlanta. Bruh, they have hookah everywhere.
The whole thing was set up. Like, you know, you walk into a disco or a place where they throwing parties.
Yeah, I never walked into a disco.
The dark lights. But I'm just saying, like, when you walk into a party place.
A club.
And you walk in there, you see the lights around. And you're like, okay, it's a club. But then I'm like, all right, hold on now. This outfit right here is giving me different vibes. And she said, oh, that's the owner right there. I look over, dude look like about 25, 26 years old. You know, iced out. I said, ah, I get what's going on. Food good? She said, yep. So I tried the food. Food was outstanding. You know, but I think when it gets a little darker, it turns into another spot. But go to Atlanta. If the football's not entertaining, you will be entertained. I guarantee you that. Number 20. The Seattle Seahawks. What the hell just happened? Okay. I'm going to go to number 19. It went backwards on me, Jeff.
Well, number 19 is our rivals.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And it started talking rivals. About Jerry Jones may not like it, but who cares what Jerry like? I think the ultimate thing with that situation is they have one of the best stadiums in all of football. But once they get on the field, you want to turn them off. They have not been fantastic. Dak is going to come back this year, and I know Dallas fans are going to tell us what he's going to do, depending on how long he's around or depending on who he decides to throw the ball to. I'm just not impressed with Dak very, very much anymore. Number 18, the Chicago Bears. Number 17, the Denver Broncos. I have to agree. I think this is a little low for them. Because with Bo Nix at the helm, they did some spectacular things last year.
Denver's pretty in
it. And the thing of it, Sean Payton is going to find a way to expose people defensively with his offense. But his defense last year was outstanding. Gave them chances to win. And I thought they were exciting. As you flip through channels, when I saw them, I'll watch a little bit. Number 16, the Miami Dolphins. That seems high for a team that has all that speed. Didn't they say they're going to have a lot of track meets and all that? Well, the football hadn't been good. You could actually put them a little farther back, I think, because based off of what they put together 2 years ago, you expected them to be doing a lot more. They're not. And then their quarterback, I think he's one more major hit from being done with football. And I don't think if he don't make the decision – as we talked earlier about protecting players from themselves, with Tyrese Halliburton, in this situation, if he has another major concussion, the NFL better step in and say, hey, bro, we can't afford to deal with that liability anymore, you know, because we already paid one lump sum. We're not trying to have to pay another one. 14, the Houston Texans. 13, the Minnesota Vikings. I thought they would be higher because Justin Jefferson and the other kid, Addison, Those dudes are magnificent on the football field. It's going to come down, will J.J. McCarthy be able to consistently get the ball to them down the field and give them spots like I think Jefferson Love. What's up, Jeff?
And I just seen this part of the list. I just know you're about to go crazy on this next one.
Number 12, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yes.
They don't know who their quarterback is. Well, they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but are we making them – how can we say that team –
we said the same thing about them with the Jets.
Yeah, like how can we make that team more entertaining than the Broncos?
Well, see, this is the thing about entertainment. Entertainment is not always good. Entertainment is normally ratchet. And it keeps us stuck. Like when you put on hip hop, whatever in Atlanta, that ain't no damn good stuff. That's ratchet, and you keep watching it.
Like
when you
Love
look
Island.
At most of the housewives shows, I don't care what city they're in, they all end up ghetto as hell. They all end up with the women doing something that's just stupid. And you know what you do? You watch it. Okay? Have you ever noticed all these housewives shows? All of these women are very, very out there and outlandish or whatever, and the guys are just quiet as hell. That's why they get those people. I wouldn't be on a show like that. I'd be like, hell, calm that crap down. But they don't want that. They want you to look bad. Number 11, the San Francisco 49ers. Last year, they weren't very entertaining. But they can fight and do things. They won't quit. They got a lot of talent on that football team. Now, getting into the top 10, and you know we're in the top 10, so it tells you our Washington Commanders is somewhere in the top 10.
What? We finally getting respect?
Now, see, everyone always seems to care so much about what the national pundits are saying, all right? The national pundits are starting to give us a lot of credit so are you satisfied now? Or do you now scrutinize what they say? So the way I'm going to play this out, I'm going to let you just have to wait a little bit because we got 10 left. The Washington Commanders was not named in the bottom 22, so they got to be in the top 10. Where you think they're going to be? And if they're not in that position, will you be mad or you'll be satisfied? Because I believe if you're the top 10 in anything in the NFL, you're good. You're damn good.
Yeah, the fact that they are in number 10
mm-hmm.
on their first year, everything was a first year last year.
Yes.
First offense, defense, team, everything. I'm satisfied.
First year of ownership in the real sense, you want to look at it.
Yeah, I think they
hit a home run.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. We're in the top 10. I don't care if I didn't look. I wanted this to all be a surprise for all
of us.
Does
everybody over there in the studio – hey, Brian, how do you feel about the Commanders being in the top 10? Do you think they're entertaining, at least?
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is...
Only Jaden Daniels?
Third most entertaining quarterback in the league.
You just think he's the only entertaining person? You don't think anybody else is entertaining?
Oh, you can't make that face be
You hard. Think Jaden Daniels by himself got the team in number 7?
Terry,
he can't Terry's turn the ball fun to watch. Himself.
Terry has won his games. Off of burning people off straight.
Yeah, Terry's fun to watch. Debo, now that he's there. They got some fun guys. Yeah.
All right. Brian is kind of a semi-hater.
I think Brian's going to convert by the end of the season.
Maybe I like Jaden Daniels.
What Kevin Durant say? 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. He'll be over there. He'll be coming up here with his hat on, tilt to the side.
What's up, Mo?
Playing go-go and stuff. All right, when we get back, we're going to take a break here. We wanted to save the top 10 for our next segment. We're going to save that. And then later on, Tyrese Haliburton opened up about his injury, and he made a lot of comments. We started off the show talking about this earlier today, and I agree with him of what he's thinking. But I also think that a lot of times teams, medical staffs, and all that, they let down the players by not speaking up and really protecting them from themselves. Some guys probably would never have to deal with some of these injuries if they only stood up and were the adults like they're supposed to be. We'll discuss that later on, but coming up next, we're going to give you the top 10 most entertaining teams in the NFL. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Then we gonna roll. Yo, let it go. All right, B-Mitchell Finley. 106.7 The Fan. We've been going through the most exciting teams, most entertaining teams in the NFL. And we got to number 10 going the reverse way. And we hadn't hit the Washington Commanders just yet. So start asking the questions. You know, we so much care about how people around the country feel about us, you know, and it means that we're in the top 10. Where they land, I still think that they might be a little bit more entertaining than some people that are above them, but I'm absolutely thrilled to see them be in the top 10. The number 10 team, the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur has come in, and he has chunk gains over and over again. Now they have Matthew Golden, who can really, really fly. Jordan Love is an unbelievable quarterback, and I think that they're going to be entertaining even more. Christian Watson, who I believe is as entertaining as any at receiver, but hell, he can't stay healthy. If they could keep that dude healthy a whole year with Matthew Golden, they could be a problem. You got all that speed up there with a quarterback who's very, very capable and getting the ball to him. Number 9. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know if I consider them super, super entertaining. You know, I think that Baker does some things and he tries stuff. He gets you going a little bit here and there. But they are more this dink and dunk type of team, I believe, more or less. They don't just go down the field all the time. They find ways to get their Mike Evans one-on-one with somebody and throw the jump ball and things of that nature. It's not like he's streaking down the field like a Jamar Chase would be or White Ryan's his receiver up there in New York. You know, it's just
– I think it's Baker's charisma. I think that's what it is.
You know, I always said he does better commercials than he played football at some points, but, you know, he may be getting it there, okay? Number 8, the Cincinnati Bengals. If Jamar Chase is on your team, you're going to be entertaining. I mean, so I wonder is this thing just taking one side of the ball or not? Because their games were very entertaining because they could score 30 and their defense would give up 36. You remember the game we beat them on Monday Night Football. They scored some points, but they couldn't stop us. So is it entertaining to just let people go up and down the field on your defense? Because their offense is good. Joe Burrow, say what you want about him. The thing I say about him, he takes too many hits. He tries to be hero too much. He learns to be there for his team. Best ability is availability. And if he's there for his team consistently, I think that'd be even better. With Jamar Chase and also T. Higgins, that's entertaining right there. They don't need a running game to have. When those two dudes on the field, they're going to cause problems. They're going to stress you out defensively. But their defense can't seem to stop people. And that is the major problem for me with them. Okay, number 7. The Washington Commanders fall at 7. I believe that they could have surpassed a couple of teams in front of them. But I'm going to just go through this and I'm going to read it. Arriving much faster to the contender class than anyone could have expected, Washington is no longer playing with house money, and its offseason moves reflected as much. The Commanders looked to capitalize on Jaden Daniels' dazzling debut by surrounding the Offensive Rookie of the Year with much more support, namely 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil, first-round right tackle Josh Connelly Jr., and versatile veteran receiver Deebo Samuel. So long as our offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury keeps up the work that put him back on the head coaching radar, All the new additions should combine to be major assets in one of the most noteworthy sophomore follow-ups in some time. Listen, man. They name the two people they name at first are very, very vital. I believe if you could protect Jaden just a little bit more and allow him to sit back in the back in the pocket and do some things, not only Debo, but Terry is going to get open. Zach Ertz will be able to do some things for you. Brian Robinson and a combination of him and Austin Ekeler are going to be great. And I truly believe that the Crockery merit is going to be unbelievable at offense also. But this team this year, I think, is going to be able to – look, there are a lot of eyes looking at them. A lot of people that are want to hate on them and don't believe that they were for real last year. That wasn't luck last year. Not when you do something consistently over and over again, it's not luck. It has to go down to what you're capable of, how much work you put in, and I believe the same thing will happen. So I'm looking forward to a stellar year from this team again. And right now, they're at number 7. But I'm going to go through it, and I want to find out if you all believe they could surpass anybody else that were outside of 7. Number 6 is the Los Angeles Rams. Okay? They have Davante Adams there now. He's back at home. He's from L.A. So he's back at home. He's on the team now. And we're going to see if him and Cooper Kupp are going to be those guys for Matthew Stafford and get them going over and over again. Because when he is playing at his best, Davante Adams is one of the best receivers in the league. We have watched, not Cooper Kupp, the other dude. What's the other receiver name? Not Kupp. Kupp's gone. He's with
Puka.
Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua is a menace. He's big, fast, strong, and he gives people problems. And the kid just make play after play. Number 5, the Kansas City Chiefs. People talk about no receivers. They talk about, you know, the tight end. Kelsey is starting to fall off. USA Today believe that they are still entertaining. What makes them so entertaining? Is it all about Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, Taylor Swift at every game.
Yeah, but she's not on the football field.
I personally don't think they were. Granted, you know, they made it. I don't think they were that entertaining this year.
The thing about them is.
But last year.
If you're up by 3 or 4. You losing to them if they get the ball last. So I think that is what entertains people. Like they were very much like the Indiana Pacers were. That's how they are in football.
I think the thing that made them entertaining was it was like I say like the Patriot effect. You know when you win so much, like everyone wants you to start losing.
Yeah,
that's what's happening with the Chiefs right now. So I guess because you know. Last year, a lot of their games were very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
But they were winning them in the last drive like we were doing, which I think makes people say, damn, that team's good. They close out strong.
I think personally, we should have been rated higher than them.
How about
the
Rams? You think higher than the Rams?
Yes.
Okay, how about this next team? The team that we went into their place, whooped that ass, shut their fans up, the Detroit Lions. Are they more entertaining than us?
I think they're entertaining because we see a lot of plays that we don't usually see in the NFL. Like the hook and ladder, what was it called? Hook and ladder? Mm-hmm. Dude, that was my first time really seeing that in the game.
Well, the Chiefs have run it. The Chiefs run everything. So everybody else doing it now are copying off the Chiefs.
But it's like you never know what's coming next with the Detroit Lions.
Well, Ben Johnson's gone, though. He's of the Bears now.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben Johnson's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see if that happens.
But I think people love Dan Campbell. He's an entertaining coach. I mean, I know he's not on the field, but he's an entertaining dude.
Yeah. Number 3, the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl last year. Will you call them entertaining or just dominant?
They're dominantly entertaining because that was as a person who played off offensive and defensive line and tight end to see how things
you are practice offensive line.
Nah, I played until I got to college, but what I'm saying
I mean practice,
dude. It's beautiful to see on every level like dominance and, yeah. and good football. You see the defensive line pushing Kansas City's offensive line back. You see Jalen Hurts stand in the pocket and things they say he couldn't do.
Yeah.
Throw the ball. And come on now, a reverse hurdle. A reverse hurdle from the ex-New York Giant. Thank you, White Brian, for juicing up the – yes, this is your fault. I know you don't have nothing to do with the team, but as a fan, this is your fault.
It's Joe Schmo's fault, not mine.
No, y'all wanted him out of there. Y'all didn't want to pay him. The fans.
But, yeah. Garbage. I got to give it to him, bro. Like,
for the Eagles?
I don't want to give them anything. Philly suck as a whole. I don't care. I'm saying it.
All right. Well, let's go to the next two. Number two, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Are they more entertaining than the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, I would have flipped that.
Josh Allen, pretty entertaining, though, man.
Josh Allen's the most entertaining quarterback in the league.
Probably right now.
You believe that? No.
Yeah, the most entertaining
football.
Quarterback?
He plays football like he's playing Madden.
He's not the most
entertaining,
though.
Tries to truck over people and...
Man,
you'll throw some wild
number
passes.
Number one is the most entertaining quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I got to agree with
number
that.
One is the damn Baltimore Ravens. And I know people down here, we don't like to give Baltimore no credit, but that dude right there is a cheat code.
I think it should have been Ravens
he
one.
He should have won. Let's just
Bills
go.
Three,
I'm going to take it a step
Eagles
farther.
Two.
Lamar should have won the MVP. Lamar had 41 touchdowns, like three or four interceptions. He had as many passing yards. He had way more rushing yards. Now, Josh did have more touchdowns, but his passer rating was better than Josh's was. They just wanted to get Josh one finally because he never get to the Super Bowl or anything else.
I think you're right.
Lamar was better. He's more entertaining than Josh.
He was better. I'm not sure he's more entertaining. He's better, though.
Yeah, he's more entertaining, though.
Bro.
When you rush for, like, damn near 700-800 yards and you pass 41 touchdowns, when they say you can't throw the ball, he passed 41 touchdowns. That's great.
See, I think Josh Allen being a little bit worse and being more risky throwing the ball makes him more entertaining.
Just because you throw interceptions or don't throw interceptions don't mean you're not risky.
I've just seen Lamar make defenders eat dirt. and I don't know. I will have to flip that because, Josh Allen here. He'll run over you. He don't got no problem dipping his shoulder. But Lamar Jackson will get out and make three defenders miss and have the whole stadium going, ooh, even if it's not even a home game.
Yeah. You do like I do.
I gotta tell you, you do like B-Bitch do.
So I'm just saying, though, but really, when you look at the entertaining football teams, for the most part, their quarterbacks are the ones that are entertaining. Matt Stafford will throw a ball down the field no matter who's covered by who. And I think that entertains the hell out of people. You know, he gonna take those chances. So, you know, we're going to – I would like to hear from some of the fans. Do you believe that this list is right? Are you happy that they're starting to give the Commanders their due and give them that national credit and things of that nature? 800-636-1067. We're going to take your phone calls. And then later on we'll discuss our guy, Halliburton. And about his injury. And I want to find out from a lot of the fans, do teams need to do more to protect the players? But before I go, B. Mitch here. Thanks to the Law Tigers, I'm now a licensed rider. This summer, every mile is going to be an adventure. And I feel great knowing the Law Tigers have my back. They're more than lawyers. They're riders, too. Always knowing what injured riders and their families are going through. And this week, you want to spend your Friday at Harley-Davidson of D.C. for their garage party on the 27th. This Friday, go check them out. The Law Tigers, the motorcycle lawyers. Visit them at lawtigers.com. Calphus and Nachman, Olivia Donahue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, B-Venture Family, 106.7 The Fan. We're taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067, and find out the list I just went through, the the top 32, well, it's only 32 teams, most entertaining teams in the NFL. Number one was the Baltimore Ravens. Number two were the Buffalo Bills. Number three, the Eagles. And so on. The Commanders fell at seven. And I was trying to find out what you all feel about this list. Do you think the Commanders fell where they were supposed to fall? Or do you think they could have been a little higher? Let's go straight to the phone lines, and I'm going to check. Oh, Lord, I cut off the phone screen. Let me go. I'm fine again. Bow. That's it.
Let's go to Michael and Alexander.
Yeah, let's go to Mike and Alexander.
Hey, yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up, Mike? How you doing, brother?
Cooling, man. Hey, look, I kind of agree with the list. I definitely think the Ravens should be number one simply because of Lamar, you know, best quarterback in the league. I would agree. I think it was with Jeff that said put the Eagles at two and the Bills at three. I'd agree with that. And the Commanders, they got to be top five because of Jaden, bro. Jaden took the league by storm last year, so you got to be top five for that. So kick Kansas City out. I think they're number five or something like that. Kick them out of the way and put Jaden up there with the Commanders.
All right, man. So you say move them up to five, and that'll be cool with you.
I'm cool with them being top five, yeah, for sure.
All right, brother. Appreciate your call, man. All right, let's go straight to Silver Spring and check out my guy, Steve. Steve, how you feel about this list, man?
Hey, B, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
Oh, man, it's hot outside, B. I love the show, though.
Thank you, man.
Look, but I like the list, B. I would keep us at seven, uh-huh. But at the same time, I would interchange the top three. I would move Philly into number two behind because of Saquon, yeah, and what he did as far as entertaining.
Oh yeah,
I would move Philly at number two, and I would keep Kansas City where they are, regardless of who is at the receiver or whatever. If Patrick Mahomes gets it done,
yeah,
you know.
Let me ask you this question though: all these teams, uh-huh, the quarterback leads the way. In Philadelphia, is Saquon leading the way?
I think he led the way this year, B. I mean,
I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that running back can still get that love.
Yeah, I get it, B. And you know what? As a matter of fact, B, well, what him and Derrick Henry did this past season, now, and I'm asking you, because you're still tied to the NFL, do you actually think that these running backs will now start getting the paydays that they deserve, B?
Well, I think the better ones will, because last year you saw Derrick Henry just got his little thing. Saquon got an extension, right, after the year. Dude up there in Green Bay. So you're going to have guys start. If you go out there and you put down a year, they're going to pay you. And I think you have to be damn good, though. And I think some of these offensive coordinators better realize your quarterback is not Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes, or even Jaden Daniels. If your running game is better, you better utilize it. All right, baby. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, man.
All right. Let's continue on. Let's go to District Heights. Check out my dude, Gary. Gary, what's going on, man? What are your thoughts on this list?
Hey, B. Mitch. Listen, now, I think that it's great that we're in the top 10, and, you know, the national poll, they didn't give us anything. Our football team earned it. Every single game. And I really feel that we should be in the top five, as one of the other callers mentioned. And listen, we have a dynamic football player in our quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Yep. Listen, this game is going to slow down for him during his second year, and he is going to be awesome. Sure, Lamar Jackson is the man. I take nothing from Lamar, but Lamar been in the league.
Yep.
Look at Jaden. Watch Jaden in year two compared to what Lamar did in year two.
Right,
it's not going to even be a comparison.
Appreciate it.
So thanks for taking my call, B. Mitch, and you all have a great day. Love the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. All right, let's take who we got here. Let's go to Vic in Accokeek. What's up, Vic? How you doing, man? How you like the list?
I thought the list was fair, fellas. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon.
I thought the list was fair. We got to consider where we were performance-wise and just qualitatively how we appeared to people over the last 20-something years. We were not exciting. And on average, we were in the 25th to 30th place in many categories for quite some time. So for much of the analytics that go into what people see by the naked eye to put us where they put us in the top 10, I think it's fair. And I do agree with the last caller, but from a different perspective. We have better talent on the offensive line. It's rare that I've said in my years of being a Stan's fan, Commanders fan, whatever, that we got more talent across the offensive line. We had John Jansen, we had Chris Samuels,
yep.
We had Trent Williams, but that was one guy. But we have multiple talented players on the offensive line now. That means we should be able to run the football. Now, rarely do you also see a quarterback that can pre-snap read, post-snap read, has the arm talent and the ability to use his legs to stretch the field and score touchdowns, and his team can run the ball. We saw a glimpse of it with Michael Vick. We saw a glimpse of it with Randall Cunningham. We saw a glimpse of it with Steve Young. But we have Lamar Jackson is what we know it to be now. But I believe that Jaden's eyes are just a bit better than Lamar's. Just a bit better. That was very visual versus the Eagles when we turned the ball over five times and he was picking their number one defense apart. And we didn't turn the ball over five times in Philadelphia. We're in the Super Bowl. So I truly believe we're going to be more exciting this year, and I like what we've gotten to this so far and how we've been rated.
All right, Vic. Appreciate your call, man. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you stay there. We're going to come back to these calls. We're going to jump right back into it. We'll push Halliburton a little bit farther down. That is a topic I want to get from you all as well. But we're going to take a break here. Be Mitch and Finney, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.